This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Riffle McCartney is sponsored by Bon for Bones, Burger King, CFOG, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. All right, we're back after the weekend. The Lord has kept us. We are here. I know that Father's Day is coming up. I'm hearing an echo. I can't do that. Like, I want to talk, but I don't want to, like, feel like I'm actually talking to me. It's like, stop repeating yourself. Stop copying me. Stop copying me. Stop copying me. There we go. All right, good. That's what my kids do until one of them passes out. All right, so we got a few things going on today that we're going to talk about. There's no shortage of things to talk about in the Bahamas. You guys always are making news, and it's I don't know if it's because it's so small a population that we're so close-knit that we're all, like, we're all into what each other's doing, or if it's just, like, part of us being Bahamians, like, we just, like men. Like, not in the, I said I'd stop saying that, because, like, there's a distinction between, you know, people who like men, and you know what I mean? But I don't know. We're in each other's business. Y'all do like men, though. Like, on... If I was to rank everybody on this side of the world, I don't know too much about Asia and Europe or Africa. If I'm ranking everybody on this side of the world, I'm going to say in terms of the magnitude of man-likery that goes on in the Bahamas by other men, we like second in this part of the world. Like a strong second just on terms of we be watching other people for no reason. We ain't got nothing to do with, not even for news purposes. Just we just want to know what's going on, and we just want like men, look at men, follow men, and you know, that's what we do, and we do it well. Number two, who's number one? The Americans. Come on now, who like more men than them? The Americans are number one. They got the gold medal. They got the platinum medal. They got that. The American, we second. We're strong second, but we ain't up there with them. We don't have the numbers. We don't have the threshold. They've perfected it. It's the whole. Trust me, you ain't gonna like more men than American dudes. It ain't gonna happen. Let me see here. Okay, we got two things happening. So the first thing that's happening is, we got numerous things happening. The first thing that's happening is Long Island MP Adrian Gibson is being arraigned in a magistrate's court as we speak. He's in court number six. We got reporters inside the court, outside the court. We couldn't get everybody inside the court. I think Eyewitness News sent like four people. You ain't got to worry about them chasing clout. Send four people. That makes sense. So actually, we sent four people, but we got different things going on. I guess they do too. Anyway, Adrian Gibson is being arraigned in court as we speak. It is due with the Prevention of Bribery Act. We don't know if any plea has been entered. We know that there are attorneys there with him. Ellsworth Johnson, Don Saunders, those were the people among his legal team. There was reports that Fred Smith was also on his legal team, but that's not the case. Fred Smith is still recuperating from that horrible accident he was in. What was that, a year or two ago? Yeah, still recuperating. And, you know, really he's lucky to be alive. But Fred Smith's not among his legal team. We got Adrian Gibson, and it said six other people are being arraigned to do with the Prevention of Bribery Act. This is an interesting turn of events. We knew that he was part of a police investigation. We know that police questioned him. We don't know any of the fact that he is being arraigned. We are presumed innocent in this country until we are convicted in the court of law. All right. Or if you plead guilty, all right. We're presumed innocent. I'm not going to just toss people out. I'm not going to malign people before they've had the chance to have their day in court. I didn't do it when the FNM. Let me rephrase that. Well, no. When the FNM got involved in dealing with witnesses who were testifying against PLP politicians, I didn't cast out the PLPs. I always said they need to have their day in court, and we need to have the evidence vetted. All right. So I monitored the Shane Gibson trial and the Frank Smith trial, and they were both terrible witnesses who were completely inconsistent. And you know, world, you can't prove nothing beyond no reasonable doubt with those people. All right. They are, I got Travis Cartwright, he's at the courthouse, and he says, well, we're communicating, and he says that they've read dozens of charges against Gibson. They've been reading his charges now for quite some time. So he says dozens of charges against Gibson there so far. All right. So, you know, we're not gonna do this thing where we malign people and we attack their character and all this other stuff like that. I don't know what it is that's being addressed in court specifically. However, I do know that prior to the last election, just before the last election, there was information that came out about relationships that Adrian Gibson had, and them, those people who he had relationships with, signing contracts, all right, being part of companies that were named on water and sewage contracts, executive chairman. I don't know if people are going to try and characterize it. Oh, it's a political witch hunt. No, nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail in the Bahamas, da, 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 all this brand stuff. Let's just wait. Yeah, let's just wait till we hear the evidence. All right. If we hear that PLP politicians were all in the mix trying to get somebody to testify XYZ like we heard the last time with the FNM, you know, then we could look at it a little differently. But let's just wait. We don't know what happened. We got to be responsible and we got to be fair to Adrian Gibson. All right. Now, this raises a lot of questions insofar as what the future holds for Adrian Gibson in the House of Assembly. So you can be charged with a crime and still serve in the House of Assembly. And we're going to talk about the House of Assembly in just a moment, because this is what I need my glasses. One moment, hold on. Okay, I got my glasses. I'm going to talk to you about the House of Assembly because this is so important that we understand the seriousness of dealing with matters in the House of Assembly. I know that's a big yuck. All right. I know. I also see the parliaments in Korea and Japan. Word. I don't live in Korea or Japan or Britain. How about the parliament here? I should have an idea about. Okay. And I want to find the provision for you because I know what the law is, but I want to find the exact provision for you that would lead to your removal from the House of Assembly. And it is a pretty high bar, constitution-wise. I think there are some House rules that vacate seats. If you don't do certain things as with regards coming to the House of Assembly. All right. So this says composition of House, qualifications for membership, disqualifications for election, tenure of office for members of the House of Assembly. Yeah, that sounds like it. Let me see here. That is number 49. So let's go to 49. We're going to look for it. By the way, I got to send a shout out to my brother over there, Simeon Hall Jr. He had a Father's Day, pre-Father's Day masterclass at Bahamar on Saturday. I'm going to be real with you. I didn't know it was like that. Like, he gave me a ticket gratis. I think it's cost several hundred dollars. It was, if I had paid several hundred dollars, it would have been worth it. It was so dope. I didn't know about had a facility out there. It's called The Kitchen. It's like near the water park. It's like this amazing, huge industrial kitchen that's like state of the art. It's incredible. The food, they feed you too. I didn't realize that. In a reverse dinner, you get dessert first and then you go all the way up down to the soup course. It was just fantastic. All right. And you actually learn things. And he is truly a master. He can take you through every step of cooking. What's happening? Why can't I see my constitution? He can take you through every step of what the hell is this? Oh, sorry. Wait. I apologize. Hold on. One moment. Okay, here we go. Yeah, but shout out to Simeon Hall Jr. It was great. Bahama was great. The masterclass was great. It's good to get around, you know. Just normal people, like, who are trying to live a nice life. You know, they're not necessarily rich. Well, some of them might be rich. I don't know their pockets. But you'll be confused sometimes. Like, somebody tell you something long enough. Yeah, y'all have meetings to try to keep us down. Y'all hoarding all the wealth. Y'all gatekeeping. And, you know, somebody tell you something long enough, and, you know, you weak-minded, you start to be like, maybe they're right. Maybe that is what it is. Maybe it's a conspiracy. Or it could be you ain't into nothing. Because the people I was at the thing with, ain't nobody was giving these people nothing. They did something with their lives. All right. So maybe you ain't into nothing. And that's why you think the world is against you. Maybe you're not smart enough to figure it out. You know, maybe. There are some systems of oppression now, don't get me wrong. But these people, oh, y'all sitting, if only y'all would release the Kraken, we'll all be rich. You're going to get rich doing what? Sitting down? That's your idea? That you're the first person in the history of the world who ever thought that they could get rich the easy way. The very first. Okay, president of the Senate. Why do we pretend like the Senate like takes primacy over the House? I think we're, come on. Don't nobody elect y'all? Virtual Constitution, Senate, President or Vice President, House of Assembly. Subject to the provisions of Article 48, a person shall be qualified to be elected as a member if and shall not be qualified to be elected unless you're a citizen of the Bahamas, age 21 years or upward, has ordinarily reside in the Bahamas for a period of not less than 1 year immediately before the date of his nomination for election. No person shall be qualified as a member of the House who's a citizen of a country other than the Bahamas, having become such a citizen voluntarily. How do you become a citizen? What do you mean voluntarily? Oh, like if you mean like by birth, that's not voluntarily? I guess that's right. Is by virtue of his own act under any acknowledgement of allegiance, obedience, or adherence to a foreign power or state. Okay. Okay, here's what it is. No person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who is disqualified for membership of the House of Assembly by any law enacted in pursuance of paragraph 2 of this article. Okay, no, that's it. No person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who has been adjudged or otherwise declared bankrupt under any law in force in the Bahamas and has not been discharged. I see. That's not the one. But someone tell me what that means. Like, what are you talking about? If I'm bankrupt, I can't be in the House of Assembly. Why? Why not? Is this some old English thing about a dishonor or something like that? So what if I'm bankrupt? I owe people money. It is what it is. I can't. If you want to elect me, I can't. And you know what? There are laws where you could be declared bankrupt without you going before a judge, if I'm not mistaken. All right. No person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who is a person certified to be in otherwise adjudged to be of unsound mind under any law in force in the Bahamas. I'm gonna keep it real with you. We need to apply this test more to people in the House of Assembly. I'm not being shady, I'm being honest. If you're certified to be insane or otherwise adjudged to be of unsound mind under any law in force in the Bahamas, you shouldn't be in the House of Assembly. Now, I can think of a couple people I would apply this to. I'm not gonna say nothing. I don't want no beef. When I see you, but there's a couple people this could apply to. I would test this. I would test them with this. Yeah, here, this one either. No person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who is under sentence of death imposed on him by a court in the Bahamas, or is serving a sentence of imprisonment by whatever name called, 12 months imposed on him by such a court or substituted by competent authority from some other sentence imposed on him by such a court, or is under such a sentence of imprisonment, the execution of which has been suspended. Huh. That's pretty broad. I mean, you know, you have to be, well, it's a little specific, but it's still. If you're under sentence of death, seriously, you had to write that down so we'd know. They're going to put him to death. He can't serve in problem. Okay. Or is serving a sentence of imprisonment by whatever name called. Boy, that's tough, huh? So you could try to lawyer your way out of, well, it's not imprisonment, it's detention, whatever name called, that's it. Exceeding 12 months imposed on him by such a court or substituted by a competent authority. Boy, I got a lot of competent authority riddled through this constitution. I really would it. For some other sentence imposed on him by such a court or is under such a sentence of imprisonment, the execution of which has been suspended. All right, so in order for Adrian Gibson to automatically be disqualified in the circumstances that we see now, strictly, he would have to be sentenced to prison for 12 months or more to be automatically disqualified from the House of Assembly. I am not saying that that will happen. Please don't lie on me. I am just giving you the circumstance. And you could just apply it to anybody. Busting the circumstance, dealing with what specifically we know so far about what's going on with Gibson. Now, this also says Parliament may by law provide that, subject to such exceptions and limitations, if any, as may be prescribed therein, a person shall be disqualified from membership of the House of Assembly. Let me hold on. What's wrong with lawyers? Like, who talks like this? What is it? This is, I am an expert at the English language and English grammar. This is not necessary. Parliament may by law provide that, subject to such exceptions and limitations, parentheses, if any, as may be prescribed therein. What? A person shall be disqualified from membership of the House of Assembly by virtue of his holding or acting in any office or appointment specified either individually or by reference to a class of office or appointment by such law. Is holding or acting in any office or appointment specified individually or ref law? Oh, I see. Okay. So the Parliament can say you can't be XYZ, and it would disqualify you for membership. Parliament can make laws that says a person shall be disqualified for membership of the House if he belongs to any armed force of the Bahamas or to any class or person so specified that is comprised in any such force, or his belonging to any police force, or to any class of person that is comprised in any such force. Nah, ain't Keith Bell still a police? Or that he, no more. Maybe he left the police force. This Parliament may by law provide that a person shall be disqualified from membership. That's all you had to say, all the exceptions and limitations prescribed there. What are you talking about? Parliament may by law provide that a person shall be disqualified from membership of the House of Assembly for the purposes of subparagraph one, which is the sentence for 12 months or more being in a sense of death, two or more sentences of imprisonment that are required to be served consecutively shall be regarded as separate sentences if none of those sentences exceeds 12 months. But if any one of such sentences exceeds that term, they shall be regarded as one sentence, and no account shall be taken of a sentence of imprisonment imposed as an alternative to or in default of the payment of a fine. How about you get convicted of a crime? I guess that one ain't good. You should be able to have committed a crime or reform your life and be able to serve your country. Yeah, so I can't say that. How about if you are convicted of a crime while serving as a member of House of Assembly, you cannot serve? How about that one? All right. He can resign from the House. Here's, this seat can be vacated. So here's the circumstances for parliamentarians having their seats vacated. Because this is what the question is going to boil down to. Is he still in Parliament? What happened? Why is he still in Parliament if he's charged with a crime? I'm explaining to you why that is. So he's got to have a sentence of 12 months, a single sentence of 12 months or more, be under a sentence of death, or be essentially committed to an institution by someone. What happened? Are we still on? Okay, we're still on. I don't understand why that was doing. We gotta take a break here in a moment. Hold on, let me just get through this part. Now you can text me, by the way, 422-4796, 422-4796. Every member of the House shall vacate his seat in the House upon a dissolution of Parliament if he resigns it by writing under his hand, addressed to the Speaker, or if the office of the Speaker is vacant or the Speaker is absent from the Bahamas to the Deputy Speaker. If he's absent from the sitting of the House for such period and in such circumstances as may be prescribed in the rules of procedure of the House. Yes, correct. If he ceases to be a citizen of the Bahamas, subject to provisions of paragraph two. No, don't worry about that part. And If he becomes interested in any government contract, he has to vacate the house, except if in the circumstances, it appears to the House of Assembly may exempt any member of the House from vacating a seat under the provisions of the subparagraph, if that member before becoming interested in such contract, as aforesaid, or as soon as practicable after becoming so interested, discloses to the House the nature of such contract and his interest therein. All right, so remember when Hubert Minnis, I'm gonna be charitable, I'm gonna just speed along. Remember when Hubert Minnis boneheadedly accepted the resignation of Dr. Duane Sands as the Minister of Health in the middle of a raging pandemic? Yeah, okay. So Duane Sands, as a cabinet minister, could not be involved in any other employment, right? So when he was no longer a cabinet minister, but he's still a member of the House of Assembly, he had to go to the House. The minister of the hospital's like, please come back, right? So he's a consultant surgeon. He went to the House and he did his contract and nobody had any problem with it. They said, that's fine. You're gonna be in a contract and be in the House, you're a surgeon, no problem. All right. Now, you can appeal some of this stuff, such as vacating your house, vacating your seat, but that's, he's going to have to be convicted and sentenced to prison for more than 12 months. So that's pretty much the bar. Now, you have a scenario where your constituents indeed elected you. It may be that you're now involved in a situation where they go, well, we didn't know all this was going on, but nevertheless, you were duly elected. All right. This country, how it functions, we elect members of parliament, they represent us, and they have a right to be there by virtue of being elected and meeting the qualifications of the Constitution. All right, 21, Bahamian citizen, not bankrupt, whatever that means. It's debatable whether you say he should be able to serve his constituents in the House of Assembly because he has not been proven guilty of any crime. If you say he needs to leave of his own volition because he's been charged with a crime, then what's to stop the appearance of the political directorate saying, okay, lock this person up, lock that person, charge this person, charge that person, even though they're not supposed to be doing that. The appearance could be rife. On the other hand, he is not an independent member of parliament. He's a member of the Free National Movement. The Free National Movement has a caucus. The Free National Movement has a national reputation. I haven't heard from them on this yet. Michael Pintard said, we're waiting to see what the facts are. Duane Sands said he's riding for him earlier. To me, that may be ill-advised because you don't know. But there's a certain calculation you're going to have to make politically for the FNM that you, who talked about you don't want even the appearance of corruption or the stench of corruption or anything to do with it, and the PLP's a bunch of corrupt, evil, devil worshipers from the Bilderberg Society. You may want to consider your national reputation. These people who go to war for these political parties on social media and these chat groups, there is no low they will not sink to. There is nothing that is too disgusting or despicable or wicked. There's nothing that's too wicked for these people to throw in other people's face. So this could quickly become real political fodder. And look, there are people who eat, sleep, and breathe this politics stuff. I don't understand them, but they certainly are there. you want to make a calculation, and the FM is going to have to make a real calculation, right? Not just, yeah, stand by. You're going to have to make a political calculation. Let me help you understand this now. We got to take a break. Yeah, politics about we support each other and we're a team and all this stuff. But politics is about popularity. And when people fall out of favor, like y'all just did, there's a price to pay. So we'll see. This, in my memory, this hasn't happened since what? The 90s, the 80s maybe? A parliamentarian actually got charged, sitting member of the House of Assembly. I'd have to double check. Well, he actually went to prison. But this is not the same as what happened during the Progressive Liberal Party, because they were former parliamentarians. Frank Smith was a former MP, former senator. Shane Gibson is a former member of parliament, a former cabinet minister. So they weren't holders of political office at the time. So that sort of calculation didn't come into it. However, and I believe this was due to how they went about it, because of the way the former prime minister, I try to speed along so I don't say bad stuff, because of the way the former prime minister and almost every bloody person who spoke in the first budget framed this stuff as just the personification of corrupt PLPism, the PLP was like, man, hold up. No, we're not just going to let you us on air. And so the PLP were like, man, we don't think these guys are guilty and we support them. Plus, these are heavy hitters in the PLP too. I don't know, Adrian Gibson's hitting nothing up, no park in the FNM. All right, so with a Shane Gibson, right? That's a prominent person in the PLP, right? With a Frank Smith. It's a prominent person in the PLP. Frank Smith married to Sir Franklin Wilson's daughter. They're not going to let that ride like that. I'm going to have Frank Smith one day, too. We're going to talk. I've talked to him in person, but I want you to hear what he has to say. We'll run the G-rated version, the PG. Anyway, let's go to a break. My bad. Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back. Stay tuned.
Summer, Popeyes and Coke are taking you to the beach with our Ultimate Summer Beach Box. Purchase the box and enter to win day passes, water park passes, beach chairs, towels, and much more. Enjoy the Ultimate Summer Box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, 2 chicken tenders, 1 side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage with dipping sauce, perfect for a beach day. Fill out the skill question on your seat, then drop it into the entry box or enter online at Popeyes Bahamas Facebook page.
Love that chicken.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just on top of my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street for the marathon at Bonneville Bones.
They're playing
That's right, boys and girls, get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. Boys and girls, ages 5 through 18, registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
The King wants you to take a walk on the 10 new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises residents of Pinecrest Drive, South Beach East, that the corporation will commence improvement work on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, for a duration of 5 weeks, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. During this period, there may be some interruption in the water supply, road closure, and detours around the work area. Motorists are advised to avoid the area where possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should have asked me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got a few minutes until the break. One person is texting me saying if they think he's guilty, they'll pressure him to resign quick. Yeah, I mean, if the evidence seems like, oh boy, then it certainly would be an issue. All right. Now, they are still in court. They are still reading charges. They sound like an all-day affair. However, we are unclear as to what's going on. By the way, if you see me and I look different, it's because I've cut off all my hair in protest of the January 6th hearings at the U.S. Congress. I'm kidding. I don't care. I don't care at all. I'm done. Can I just visit your car? I want to visit, get some furniture. You know what I mean? Like hit up Chipotle, something like this. Yeah. Although it's becoming different. I don't know. It's like, remember when you go to, you had nothing in the Bahamas, like you had there, like McDonald's and everything. We had McDonald's and I said, yeah, oh, you should go to all this stuff. Now it's like, we have so many different things. All right, we'll read a couple of texts or we don't have time. Anyway, we don't have time. We're going to go to break. We'll talk about it on the other side. I want to talk about this Speaker of the House, too. And all that's going on, Anita Bernard, like, flaying her with this letter. But I want to talk about it, right? We've talked about it before, off and on. But there's a reason we keep talking about the Speaker of the House of Assembly. There was a reason last lap, and there's a reason this lap. They're not both the same reason, I don't think. But it ain't just us. Like, what's she saying? What did she? I said, watch what she open them up. Watch what can happen. To me, it ain't like that. Like, but some things do draw remarks. Right? And it just is what it is. All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are still at court. Adrian Gibson, MP for Long Island, is being arraigned. The news saying that he has a flock of FNM lawyers. And, you know, if that's the tack they're taking, okay. We'll see. Maybe they've seen something that we haven't seen. Sometimes some you have to view at least the evidence upon which they want to charge you, you know, the reasons they're charging you. They would have had, you would have given a statement or choose not to based on what the police were questioning you about after your caution. So I don't know if that's just another case of, like, you know, man liking, but if he's got seven FNM lawyers, that says something. You know, and so, you know, there's, again, me, I different, right? So if you, with me, and I'm not saying this applies to Gibson, right? With me, if you don't protect your own self-interest, don't expect me to come protect them for you. They are your interests. If I don't protect my interests, I can't look to nobody else. Oh, come help me. But you didn't look out. Help you do what? You ain't called me when you was not protecting your interests. Now you get caught up with it. Help. Right? So me, it ain't. I'm not like that. Now, these guys in these political parties might be different, but at the tippy top, it ain't like that. They can make a calculation. Right? I know, you know, Minutes was hardcore, and he'd you know, shut you down quick and cut you off and kick you from your perch, right? But I don't know if Michael Pinto are about that life. But for me, I was going to have to make a serious political consideration. It says, do you not deserve the most robust defense? That is the way a justice system works or should work. Yeah. And I don't do look guilt. Well, if you're a lawyer, you're doing that calculation in your head, right? And they see, well, this don't make sense. You could take it to your lawyer, and your lawyer could be like, no, we could beat this. Or your lawyer could be like, boy, it's a problem. Okay, let's see how we can attack it. Yeah, that's what lawyers are for. But yeah. If you have seven lawyers, that's fine. I'm just being facetious. That's fine. No, bro, you can have 20. For me, I'm making a calculation over the long term for my political party. Real talk. I would do it with anyone in politics. I would do it with a lot of people in life in general. Again, people who don't protect their own interests. After you fail to protect your interests, you want me to come help you, and you feel some type of way about it because I don't put all my interests on the line to protect you, right? So people who work for the radio station go nuts and all that. I wasn't there when you went nuts. What that got? Now the public, Juan, why you said Juan talking to? It ain't never like that with me. Y'all on this, oh, let's all ride around and the police find the gun in the car, but we ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody talking. All us going to jail behind the gun. No, man. That ain't my gun. I can look at you. You ain't gonna tell him? You ain't gonna tell him that's your gun? I must go to, I gotta go to work, bro. What are you talking about? I can go to jail with you? Because we riding? Nah, player. You protect your interests, and someone comes and tries to harm you, but you've protected your interests and you've done what you're supposed to do, I am going to go to bat for you. If you reckless out here, it ain't going to work. With me, everybody ain't like me. All right? And it ain't be no hard feelings. It's just like, man, you want me to put that on my back? Two? We got a caller. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. haven't called your talk show in a while. I'm still awesome. Here, still loving you.
Great. Good to hear from you.
You know what you said make a lot of sense, you know, because guess what? You and I are on the same page. I'm going to support you, but I'm not going to, you know, give it that. Have to be there, have to show, have to attend, have to, you know. Because that, yeah. I don't get that. You know, looking from the outside, it don't even look good. Okay? Because guess what? Like you say, when these things are going on in these various different ministries, half of the time, the prime minister of the country don't know about these things, much less ministers.
Right.
So not because I am not there as your lawyer in court with you mean I don't support you, but I don't have to be right in the spotlight. Because guess what? It don't even send a good message to persons like you and I and the public over there. You know,
right.
Because it gives us a sense that, look here, whatever they, no, I'm not saying he's guilty of anything, right? But whatever done there, I mean, I support it. Okay? What if it's proven that they have sufficient evidence and proof that he is guilty? I mean, you support him? You with him? What message are you telling me? That's why when I see even the leader of the opposition and the media saying that he support him and come on, man, stay out of that. Because I remember doing Shane Gibson, them ordeal. You know, like the former prime minister say, do what you have to do. You know, let the evidence say what it is. You don't have to be there speaking on behalf of nothing. Only person know whether this person guilty or not is God. Some of them don't even tell their own family, their wife they sleep with every night, what deals they'll be dealing down there. So support, but support from a distance. Okay, because it doesn't look good. Now, that's how I see it.
That's fine, and that's a reasonable point of view. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds cool because we all want to believe we're these altruistic people, but at the end of the day, like, if our interests are not aligned, I have to calculate how much I am going to consider in my public support of you. All right? So someone's saying that's pathetic. I mean, I don't know. It's your own mores, is it not? Like, if you feel as though, okay, like, okay, let's say this. Let's say I am, and I know FNMs who feel this way. Oh, you said either you're innocent before convicted or not. No, you're innocent before conviction. However, and this ain't the first time, right? This ain't new territory, except for the fact that it's a sitting member of parliament, and we're dealing with a matter that's actively before the court. In fact, that's not even a new thing. In politics, this ain't nothing new. Now, you got to make the calculation. So Peter Turnquest was not even listed as a defendant on a civil matter, but the civil matter detailed a alleged conspiracy that claimed Peter Turnquest was the architect. Peter Turnquest was the Minister of Finance. He was initially added to the lawsuit. I'm not sure the status to this day. Peter Turnquest was the Minister of Finance, and he resigned because he said he didn't want to be a distraction. These calculations happen often. All right? Dwayne Sands didn't even do anything much in my estimation. He let some people in to get some swabs for COVID. I thought just, hey, my bad. I was trying to make it happen. Would have sufficed, but they made a political calculation. He resigned. I would not have wanted him to resign were I prime minister, but I, you know, I can't get in the old boy's head. These considerations do happen. And so you have had people who have even had not even criminal issues, but scandal. And they have resigned because they don't want that to tarnish the image of the party or the overall conversation. All right? It says, no, it's your justice system, not your moral. No, that's fine. That's fine. If you're saying that you're innocent until proven guilty, I'm not saying that's a matter of opinion. That's a matter of fact. I thought you were talking about whether you would show public support for somebody. All right? So, and I want to be magnanimous. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not, I'm not doing condemnation because you are innocent until you're proven guilty. I'm reticent about support. Maybe we're lifelong friends, but just because we in the same party, I don't know about all that. Because I know FNMs who think that Pintard and Cruz should ask him, that should ask Gibson to resign. I ain't talking about back in, I'm talking about today. All right. It says, when you resign, tarnish done. Yeah, I mean, that's debatable. That's what I was saying. That's debatable. Like some people, right? Like I know people who have damaged business relationships where no one in public saw it, you know, but the principals of the different companies knew about it. And because the relationship was damaged because of someone else, that person offered their resignation. I know of a particular case of that, and really crystal clear in my memory. They did not accept that resignation. But there we are. All right. To me, if it's me, all right, pride aside, all that, because listen, yeah, we all got pride, right? When you go before the judge, buddy, you got to understand the reality of what you're facing. Shane Gibson was just on the show. We talk about this, right? You got to accept it because you live in it. Like I said, is this really happening? He's saying, but you have to accept it. This is happening. All right. I'm going to court. I'm before a judge. I'm being charged with a crime. I'm a sitting member of parliament. I was just the chairman of the executive chairman of the Water and Sewage Corporation. All right. So you got to face reality. If it's me and I'm dealing with that, and all the having to prepare for a court battle and having to engage lawyers. And he's an attorney as well. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on and go through the evidence and all this stuff like that. I'm going to tell my people in Long Island, look, I love y'all, but I can't continue to give my full attention to preserving my freedom as well as representing my constituency to the fullest extent, beyond all the whatever people saying or anything like that. For me, if I'm hit with that things, and that may be just me, I'm not built like that, but that's me. I try to be real with myself and be like, can you deal with this? Can you deal with all this? Can you make it? And sometimes you're like, man, I'm Clark Kent. What you talking about? I could deal with it. For me to sit and be like, I need to preserve my freedom. I got to go fight this court. Look. This ain't a TV show. This ain't a joke or a game. You know what it is to be taken to a court in handcuffs. You can't leave until the judge say you can leave. The judge say whether you go home that day or not, or whether you go to the Department of Corrections. You want me to run you through what happens when you go to the Department of Corrections? When all the cameras stop rolling, this ain't no book or movie. This is this man's life. All right, you can comment on a panel all you want. My father went through this. This is this man's life. For me, I'm not operating on any sort of make-believe values that I wish I would adhere to in my best moment in terms of I can represent my constituency and hold my head high and go to parliament and still go to court all these times, have court testimony probably will eventually occur, all this stuff in the newspaper and on TV and everything like that, and still go to Long Island and go door to door and go to Grammy birthday party and go to the funeral and go, you know what I mean? I to me, I would not focus properly on that and deal with my own free. As I said, this is not a joke. This isn't, and I'll read the text, and I'm sure I'm going to get that. This isn't a show for your entertainment. The PLP FNM Battle Royale. The Commissioner of Police has signed off on a sitting member of parliament, a sitting member of parliament. Shane Gibson was not. Frank Smith was not. The commissioner of police has signed, and Travis says there's over 50 charges. The commissioner of police, they take up, Jared says they're taking a break now. It's going on so long. Commissioner of police says, we want to question a sitting member of parliament with regard to a criminal investigation. We want to, you notice to go to the police station and tell you they can't leave? Because this is people talking about, what's the difference between in custody and he just talking to the police? On Facebook, they were right about, the difference is you don't leave until the police tell you leave. You could go get your lawyer and they could come talk to us. They keep you there, they keep you there. If they won't keep you there for a week, they keep you, your judge have to go file a habeas corpus writ in the court. This ain't no joke for y'all who out there. I want you to understand the magnitude of what's occurring. There is no certainty that you don't go to prison when you're facing something like this. Everybody, you think it's like, oh, it happens all the time. We watch people go to court. It's sport, right? Not for them. This is real life. All right? Sometimes it comes at you fast. Bear that in mind. Now, me absorbing the reality situation, I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be like, I can't do this. I got to go deal with my life. I got to sort myself out. I'm not sitting around here acting like I could still take care of you guys and really represent you and do the job I need to do while I'm in parliament, because I have self-preservation has to kick in like on a primal level. Like that has to take primacy. I got to go deal with my stuff. That's along the lines of what Peter Turnquist was saying, but he was also saying, you know, it's just distracting, all this yada, yada, yada. And, you know, again, some people thought he should have resigned. Some people thought he should not have. And, you know, some people, like this person saying, once you resign, the damage is done. I mean, that's debatable as well, I believe. I believe that sometimes you go, let me go deal with my stuff, all right? And you could also take the party considerations into it. What I'm saying is Pintard and those will have to take the party considerations into mind. Gibson, he's gone. Let me tell you something, Adrian. I've known you a long time. Take care of you first. These matters, and I know he got a gaggle of lawyers, right? Lawyers only work for free for so long. Either they start charging or they move on. They and the lawyer in business. It ain't a hobby. It's a business. These things can cost you a great deal of money. And you can always say, yeah, I can get my $1 million back that I spent on legal fees on the other end. If you could get $1 million, if you listen to me, what people go through when they go through these court cases, because y'all don't understand how reality functions sometimes, right? So you're going to go to, so most of you don't have no money for no lawyer sitting in the bank, do you? Right? Because you ain't studying being brought before a court. You don't got no lawyer money. Go to the lawyer and ask them, how much is your retainer fee? Most of them, $5,000. You just want to talk? I'm billing you $400 an hour. An hour starts at 1 minute. And the next hour starts the minute after. Yeesh. So, in any event, you're going to go to the lawyer. And the lawyer's going to say, I'm going to need X amount of thousands of dollars. And maybe you have a few thousand dollars saved up. Maybe you got tens of thousands of dollars saved up. That the clock starts ticking. The bills start coming, right? You still got to pay your mortgage. You don't know what other financial opportunities are going to come about. If you got a mortgage, you got kids in school, Adrian has kids, right? Or a son for certain. you're going to go to the bank at a certain point. Maybe you could borrow some money. Maybe you got some friends who are well off. That'll go for a while. Yeah, if you got good friends. Then that money's going to go. I'm explaining to you how this works. Then you're going to go to the bank, right? And the bank's going to look at your, if you have some property, they're going to look at what it's worth and look at what they're willing to lend you against it. Usually that'll be 60 to 80%, depending on if it's free and clear. And the bank's going to give you that money. That money's not going for any other investment in preserving your freedom. Because I'll get to the other side of it in a moment. All right, so you're going to go to the bank. They're going to have your, that money's not going toward a future, to a return on investment. That money's going to just pay for legal services. And maybe you got some bills you got to pay that's outstanding. You don't know how your work situation's going. These things impact you in different ways. All right, so you're into the bank now for tens of thousands of dollars. You've burned through your savings. Your income will probably not be as robust. Shane Gibson said he couldn't work. All right. For 2 years. And the Bahamian legal system ain't no swift justice system. You're going to have to be subject to the whims of the court, and you may get an efficient manager of your case who's a magistrate, or you may get someone who's just kind of bumbling through it. And when you maxed out at the bank and your income ain't coming in and your savings are gone, the lawyers still want to get paid and the bank still wants to get paid. And if you don't pay the bank, then they take your property. That's how this works for many, many people. The strain of it, financially, mentally, what your children go through. Because the difference between adults and children, or used to be the difference, is that adults won't say it to your face in front of their kids, and their kids go to school and then tell you, I heard your dad's a crook. Remember what Shane Gibson said? They put your children through it. Your children got to see you on the news. You a public figure. The case ain't going to go away. How this works, we're going to monitor this case from start to finish, no matter how long it takes. Because it's in the public interest. We're dealing with a public corporation. There's no way we can ignore it. There are real life considerations beyond just pride, beyond just saying, well, my party's this and my party that, beyond just saying, I just stand by people because I'm, you know, a good person and all this like this. There are real considerations for not only Gibson, but the others who are being charged along with him. Berthany McDermott is telling me he's been hit with 31 counts so far. They took a break. 31. And you would do all that? Because I'd do it, brother. Let me help you. I'd do all that. I'd spend every dime I had. I would mortgage my property. I would be in it to the bank. My family would have to change the way they live. I would do all of it just to remain free, just to stay with my family. Because if I'm with my family, we could be living out of a car, but at least we're together. If you're in prison, listen carefully to me. If you're in prison, the only person you can help in any material way is yourself. You're not able to take care of your children. You're not able to take care of your freedom is restricted. You are told what to do and when to do it. And your life is no longer your own. So I say all that to say, this ain't a joke. I've known Adrian Gibson since he was a Cub reporter at the Tribune. This is real life. That's why when I tell you, if I'm riding in the car, if I'm catching a ride, which I won't do for this very reason, among other, if I'm catching a ride and there's two, three other guys in the, and there's a gun in the car, but you want to push it under the seat and the police about who gun it is and all this stuff like that, and I see you push it under the seat, my brother, you gonna have to go to jail. This code of the street we live in by to take me away from my family that I can't provide for my people, I don't wanna live by it. So sorry. Now, if I can help you, I'll help you. All right? So I'm not saying don't help Adrian Gibson. I'm not saying that. I'm saying from a political point of view, there are considerations to be made. From a personal point of view, there are real life considerations for Adrian Gibson to make. And he's going to go through all the emotions, all the feelings, all the stages. Because you are now caught up in something that isn't going to take up a small portion of your time. It is going to consume your life and the lives of your family. So I get proven guilty. I get it. I get, well, I'm not going to, you know, make it look like I did anything wrong. What you got to do is beyond public perception. It is self-preservation. If you in prison, if you don't fight with everything you got, right? So that's why I'm like, hey, I'm really mad he got a bunch of lawyers. I'm just saying there's a lot of effort. I'm mad he got a bunch of lawyers. I'd have as much lawyers as I could too. Shane Gibson had a QC. So did Frank Smith. Me, I'm going to fight with every ounce of my being to remain free. This ain't a joke, right? And I know there may be acrimony between PLPs and FNMs and XYZ and whatever like that. It ain't no joke. That's why I was in no joke with Shane Gibson. I was like, y'all all at it for chalk. Like, oh, big joke. Like, you know what this man dealing with? I know his son. Y'all cracking a bunch of jokes about it. Right? That's why I never did all that. I was always like, this man is not guilty of anything until he's convicted in the court or he says he's guilty. I'm going to listen to everything that's said. And I'm going to be respectful. And I'm going to be as fair as I possibly can be. That's just how I roll. But it may be because I have an increased sense of increased sensitivity as to how difficult these things are when people are dealing with it. All right? And when my father was dealing with it, there was cameras there for when it happened, right? And after that, the cameras go away. They don't care. You're a private citizen. They don't care. The cameras didn't go away for Adrian Gibson. And they dropped all the stuff against my father. When they dropped all the charges, he cleared of everything. Man, no camera was there. Ain't no newspaper was there to tell his story. He had to deal with that himself. So that when he died, Rodney Monker could go on his show and call him a thief to anger me. And now you know why I don't mess with Rodney Monker. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
What would you like to discuss?
Insurance doc.
It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
When it's liable and puts you first, only one name comes to mind. Will Max Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIB drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Will Max Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can 356-0249.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a night on the town. Street Marathon at Bonneville Bones.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. I did want to introduce a different perspective as well, because somebody called me during the break and they told me something that I perhaps did not consider. They said, you know, they agree. You are in a fight for your freedom. You're essentially, if you are fighting for your life, does it not help if you have public support on your side in terms of your political party? And that is a calculation, a consideration I did not make, I will admit. That is a consideration to make. This would not likely be the time that you would want your party to abandon you. Now, again, if it were me, and it is not, but if it was, I would not be in a headspace or a financial space or any space to represent people in terms of, particularly not when it's a different, even if I'm from there, particularly not when it's a whole different island. I wouldn't be in that headspace. And, you know, you do want to say, well, I don't know how people think I'm guilty or whatever like that. But with me, I got to get out of the mindset of how this particular move might look. But I do want public support. You're right. I would want some public support in terms of the party, right? With me, I'm more cautious of that because hey, call me what you want. Call me a chicken. Call me a lame. Call me a square. I don't want no trouble, okay? I ain't built to go to Fox Hill, to the Bahamas Bar. I ain't built like that. I'm built to go sit in no police interview room. I am comfortable sitting across from the police with a microphone between us, you know, like that's where I'm most comfortable. I can't do all that, but it ain't me, you know, but that is a consideration I did not make and a consideration the FNM will have to make. And, you know, really, you know, you've worked with him for years and he's in a jam and he's like, you know, I need your support. I need your help. And you want to go to court and all stuff like that. That's, I can't hit on that. I think that's wise. If it's me, like I said, I'm gonna go get the best lawyer I can afford. In fact, I could probably not even afford the lawyer I'm gonna go get. I'll work for the next 20 years to pay it back if I have to. I'm gonna go get the very best. That's why I was like, if something happened to me, I can go. Well, I can't go get him. No, I can go get William Monroe. All right. I can go get Brave. Can I get him? I can go get Damian Gomez. I can get him now. Yeah. So I want heavy hitters, right? Who are seriously versed in criminal law. That's me. I'm pulling out all the stops. Because you got to. We got a few texts. It's great show as usual in Nassau. A lot of liking man goes on. I'm building my house and this man come on my property just to look in the house. Now that's liking man. Indeed. He could at least ask you for a tour. That's what I do. I'm not shy about it. When they were renovating the house next door and the husband came, the father came, I was like, can I take a look? He's like, yeah, come. He let me in. I'm not acting like I'm not nosy. Like, I don't want to know our business, but if you're building the house, I want to see the house. Says, LOL, sound like the Grinch in the Echo. How are you? I asked you first. You're an idiot. Says Juan, it's like the argument that Freeport has more gays than Nassau per the amount of gays. Nassau has way more because their population is four times as much as Freeport. Well, there you go, America, son. Because they got different resources. It's different levels to it in America. They got like professional athletes and, you know, movie stars and all that. Like, it's embarrassing. What's embarrassing? Anyway. This is what I'm talking about. Like, America's out in front of the world. Like, these are people they worship who they will never, ever, ever meet, who do not ever know they're alive. If you're in the Bahamas, you have a pretty good chance of meeting people with clout, all right? You got a pretty fair chance of, like, bucking Shawnee Miller, you know what I mean? Bucking Buddy Heel when you got a shot. Over there, there's no way you're ever going to meet these people that they know you're living. And you could like their work, but people like live their whole life like them. You never heard of like fake Drake, like a guy who's a Drake lookalike? Like he charges people for a parent's birthday party. I'm not even making it up, dude. And there's a fake Lil Durk. You know what Lil Durk is? Like, used to be like a gang leader from Chicago, lives in Atlanta now. There's a fake Lil Durk. And what disappointed me was he's a Haitian kid. I was like, ain't nobody tell you better than this? Back in Haiti? This says, yep, while I would have wanted to cook more, I was pleased with the value for dollar that I got from the experience. Yeah, from the Father's Day thing. Absolutely. It says, apply it to the House Speaker. Like five laughing face emojis. It says, you could only think of a couple one. I could think of many, starting with the Speaker. While a person who's bankrupt is deemed to be susceptible to corruption, that rule also applies to heads of departments and all persons in positions up to permanent secretaries stipulated in the general orders. Okay, okay. Bankrupt, I mean, yeah, but what you gonna be doing in the house? I'm saying you don't have to be in cabinet if you bankrupt or you can. I could see not being head of department or corporation. You're just sitting as half of them don't be doing my brave, get everybody a job. It says, Juan, this is also payback for Shane Gibson's stupid arrest and dumb trial. Hubert Minnis opened this door that Adrian Gibson is going down. See, I don't know that that makes sense to me. Like, to me, that seems like a vast oversimplification of what's happening. I tried to, as much as possible, bring it to you in realities, with a sense of reality as to what is going on, as far as my understanding of the process with Adrian Gibson right now. And he ain't sitting there going, this a game in handcuffs. This just blowback for Shane Gibson. You can't be thinking about that. Because Shane Gibson ain't going to be coming to court. And ain't nobody going to call Shane Gibson's name in court with your matter. Not, well, hey, you know. I'm fairly certain Shane Gibson won't be involved. So, I mean, to me, that seems like a vast oversimplification. The Brave then went and go, yeah, let's manufacture something against Adrian Gibson because he said something to me. And Brave don't seem to have no deep animus toward. The Brave ain't like that to me. As much as the PLPs want blood. I don't go to sleep and wake up with him, you know what I mean? But to me, from what I know of him, he's not like that. That's A. B, I'm going to not be naive, but I'm going to continue to operate off of the principle of force is a constitutionally independent organization that is not subject to the whims of politicians who would like to see other politicians jailed. I explained last time the stakes of what was at stake with what the government was doing with Gibson and Smith and Dorsett. Even if it's not the case, even if you had no involvement, which the court shows that you were too close for comfort in terms of the political people, even if you had no involvement, you really don't, you really have to be extraordinarily careful when your political opponents are being charged with crimes. You have to avoid all appearance of dealing with any of that. And so far, Brave Davis has not touched it with a 10-foot pole. Y'all don't remember when Minnis got up in the House of Assembly during his first budget presentation and talked ad nauseum about Ash and him receiving monies and what he was claiming and all this other stuff like that, and how he's going to forward it to the Attorney General. So you could draw a straight line from Minnis to the Attorney General, who's Carl Bethel at the time, okay, to the police. And it may not have been the case. Paul Roll was the head of the anti-corruption task force when Gibson was charged. And Paul Roll is now commissioner of police. I'm sorry, when Shane Gibson was charged, and Paul Roll is now commissioner of police when Adrian Gibson is charged. But you got to be careful, because people do go, well, it's just political gamesmanship. It ain't a game to Adrian, I can tell you that. One, you can't have someone who's bankrupt in control of treasury funds. Imagine a bank having a bankrupt individual in charge of collections. You're wide open to bribery from local and. It says, honor was a real concept when the Constitution that we copied was written. The assumption was that honorable men were elected. They would conduct themselves honorably, and anything that brought shame to their name would trigger them to act honorably and resign. Bankruptcy was the mark of Satan in those days. They need to drop that automatic honorable to MPs. It should be a term that is earned and retractable. That's very interesting. Since this country would continue to deteriorate socially as long as we keep accepting every and anything from the PLP, it's not done with any other political party or entity. I don't know what that means. This says it's impossible for the PLP to live up to the standards they apply to the FNM. The sad part about it is that anything is accepted from the PLP. I mean, I don't know that that's true. It says, I believe Adrian was a political scapegoat. Most of what they accused him were norms of corporations for years under both administrations, especially the PLP. How you know what they accused him of? You was conducting the investigation? Because I don't even know the fullness of it yet. How you know what the evidence is? Did he come talk to you, eh? What's your number? It says, great show as usual, one of the Speaker of the House talks to me like how she talked to them. My response would have been, you forget where you come from, Oh, Lord. All that about the current speaker. Hi, Juan. It's strange that Rubus West Bay Street is selling fuel for $6.19 and Shell between U.S. and domestic arrivals is $6.97. Shell between everywhere selling fuel for $6.97. Rubus everywhere selling fuel for $6.19. Rubus can catch up. Don't worry. It is what it is. This had it for $8, $9. This about to get Harry, if it ain't Harry already. Anyway, we will, of course, continue to keep you updated on what's going on with the Adrian Gibson matter. Again, this man has not been proven to be guilty of anything. He has not pleaded guilty to anything so far today for certain. So he deserves a presumption of innocence. It's a tall order sometimes to ask of people in today's society where everything is like spun and shot across social media at the speed of light, but you have to try to hold firm and hold your head to be like, you know what, let me look at what is before me in terms of evidence. All right, let me understand why it is that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is going to take a sitting member of parliament to court in handcuffs and charge him with closely associated with his job as executive chairman of the Water and Sewage Corporation. You have to be able to hold your head and say, let me see what bears out. No, it's not a good look to be taken to court. But there are people who are charged unfairly and are brought up on charges with pretty flimsy evidence. It does happen. So we got to presume that he's innocent until proven guilty. I'm going to presume that. Like I said, I know Adrian Gibson. I'm sure he's not happy with some of my treatment of the FNM, et cetera, in office, or me speaking about the contract issues. I was just trying to do my job. I was not being malicious. I would hope he knows that. I've spoken to him since, but I haven't spoken to him since the election for certain. All right. And I wish him the best. I honestly do. I wish him the best. Okay. I wish for him the best outcome possible. We will see what the evidence says. All right. We'll do that. We'll talk about the Patricia DeVoe thing because it ain't in my head. Is what I want to say, PLP. It's not in my head that I feel a type way. It ain't like, I don't like what Patricia DeVoe got on today. It ain't in my head. It wasn't in my head with anybody else. It ain't in my head with Patricia DeVoe. I'm being real with you. So there's some work to be done there, you know, respectfully. All right. We got to go. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.